When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello.
Go ahead.
You interrupt me.
My bad.
Absolutely. Swear, interrupt me one more time.
I'm just kidding.
I can't do it.
Hello, everyone. Anyway. Oh, I went first.
Yes. It's me. And then, hello.
What do you say?
Okay. Hello. And welcome to.
It's more than okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought. Didn't we used to go? Hey. Hi. How's it going? Good. How are you?
Right.
I don't know. What about you? And we like did a bouncing back forth.
Yeah. We
did. I thought we did.
Zing and bing. You know.
Yeah. And it was called the Zing and Bing podcast.
Little razzle dazzle.
I was Zing. You were Bing.
Whoa.
Dude. What an alternate reality.
Dude.
That's what happened.
What if our names were Zing and Bing?
Zing and Bing.
Man, you can actually probably. Can you guys hear the chair cracking?
And like
again?
All of our. Yeah, baby,
oh,
it's
man,
back.
We're
it's
back, baby.
ASMR. Oh. Absolutely something must reveal itself.
Are we in? Are we actually.
I'm
in.
That's the best opening we've ever done, honestly. like from the interrupting to now, I think is just on. Clutch.
Can I tell? I'm getting older.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I'm getting older.
Do you mean like dramatically older, or just you're acknowledging the fact that time has passed?
Both.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Because did you notice my eye just do a little? Did you see that?
No.
See, this is something's going on. We're sitting across from each other for like the
maybe
first time.
Maybe your eyes are adjusting because it's been
so
long.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, I don't know where to like.
So then maybe you're actually young. You're younger. This is like a baby. You're experiencing it for the first time.
Yeah, it could be. That could be. It's just
but not
weird.
Really.
It's like, I don't know what to do, man. It's been
that's great
so long. So
well, this kind of this anyway. Does mimic the very first episode because we didn't know how to set up.
We
I mean, something
know.
That took
we
10
know.
Minutes it took like 45 hours. Like
now
you
that
were sweating.
I feel good about now.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, that was. I mean, actually, even Lottie was like, "That was fast,
super fast."
I know.
Well, no video, right? She pointed that out. Great, great thing to point out. No video. It doesn't take as long when you're just doing audio. The old-fashioned way, baby. See, we were in this game before anyone recorded podcasts, guys.
Amen.
5 years ago, and nobody wanted to see somebody talking on, you know.
Nobody wanted to hear
you know
any
who
of that.
It was? It was Kev.
What do you mean?
Kev and Nate were the ones who were like, why don't you guys record yourselves? Video record yourselves.
I know.
And I was like, because who would want to watch that? And they were like, lots of people.
Now it's a thing. Yeah.
I guess it was probably still a thing when we were started, but didn't feel like it. It feels like a long time ago, you know?
Dude, it just does.
5 years,
it
half
feels
a decade.
5 years, it's half a decade.
Yeah.
So this is our fifth.
It's our fifth.
Anniversary.
Yeah. Drinking a fifth.
Wow. We got a coffee in the throat.
Coffee in the throat.
Coffee in the throat.
A beer in the fridge. You know,
we got it all. Actually,
I chugged some eggnog, didn't I?
You chugged some eggnog. Pretty we were good. Live earlier. We had comments. We had different things going on there.
And we've had a great day. You and Lottie came around noon. Oh, 1 o'clock. We had great food. Yeah. Had fun with the girls. Had fun with Vigo. My mom was here. Even saw my mother-in-law, which was a real treat.
Yeah.
Like we just, you know, we got it all the boxes. Your dad hasn't called yet.
No. Yeah. Right.
That's got to happen. And we didn't see my dad. And
right.
That's about it, though. All the other boxes are checked.
Checked
it was
man.
Beautiful. You guys played outside. I got to watch you guys. For a minute, I thought that my kids were your kids because I was like hearing you guys interact and play, and I'm thinking,
oh, yeah.
Like, if someone walked in, they'd be like, oh, are these your three kids, Zaz and Lottie?
Dude, we went to the grocery store. Yeah. I bought every grocery you had in there from Winnie.
Yeah,
every single
I know.
One.
You cut the grass.
Yep, we
did
that.
Oh, the game.
The game.
The game. Sorry. I thought you were making up a fantasy where we took our kids to the dead series.
I'm being dead serious. We really did.
And that's why the cookies were in there.
That's why the cookies shop. Yep. And we were, they had a car. We built the car.
Yeah.
And they were driving it. Yep. I mean, it was crazy. Yep. It was crazy for a while. And then we watched the Berenstain Bears.
The Berenstain Bears.
Berenstain.
I know. I always thought it was Berenstain.
What is it?
It's Berenstain.
What?
Sounds gross.
Yeah, sounds weird.
It's like if Baron had a spilled his coffee on his shirt.
Baron.
Berenstain.
Is there
Luthien goes, oh, Berenstain again.
Berenstained himself.
Bloody hell. What brought back to life and you're staining your dress, mate.
Oh, my god.
That's my Luthien accent.
That was great.
That's pretty good. Great. Yeah.
So what do we got going on here, man? What's up?
We're reflecting. You know, this is kind of crazy. We also had this little realization. I was like, as you realize that we've been doing this for five. You're gonna hear us say that a lot. I know a lot. So there's a certain percentage of people who do enjoy this podcast.
Yep.
Who really dislike when we get sentimental or, you know, reflective or whatever, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
probably
yeah.
not gonna want to listen to this one because we're gonna say it. 5 years a lot.
Skip.
We're proud of it too. That's the other thing. We're proud of like. How we've continued on and done this thing. It's been a lot of fun. It's never gotten like to the point where it's hasn't been fun to do. So and it's amazing. Isn't it crazy like how comfortable it's become? I remember that first recording, which was almost exactly 5 years ago. That's the other weird thing.
Yeah.
When we've done anniversary episodes before, either I didn't realize or we didn't record right close to that same date.
Oh yeah, true.
5 years and 2 days are what we're at right now. Because it was on the 28th of December. And like that very first recording, I remember being nervous. I remember thinking about every word I said. I remember, you know, being conscious of everything. And now it's like I had to remind myself, oh, there's mics here.
Yeah.
And we got laptop and we got some notes we want to hit. And that's, I forget that kind of stuff because we get in the moment, we just speak and it's fun.
Yeah, we're just going.
But it's been over a year since we've been in this room together recording.
That's what I was. Yeah,
like
that's what I was.
A fifth of our entire existence was spent over this last year not doing this.
Yeah.
And even with the show, when we did the show, we weren't in the same place except for the finale. And we weren't around this table. And so it was kind of cool. So, we took a picture. Sarah took a picture and Lottie helped us get the reference and everything that was like a recreation of that very first night. Joined in hands.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating a victory.
It's kind of crazy. When I saw you posted the other day, I was just thinking to myself, like, dang.
You were double the person, too.
Dude, I was like...
You were double the person. Isn't that crazy? My beard was three times longer.
I had no Rosie.
I know.
At the time.
Yeah, I know.
Went on this great quest. She's sitting here tonight.
I know.
Okay.
Pretty wild.
Full
A lot like Samwise, honestly.
Like, I had so many, and Lottie and I talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
I had so many stress factors going on in my life during that time.
Mm-hmm.
People that I am just so like.
There's
I'm
a lot
so,
of toxicity,
dude. I am so happy. If you're somebody out there right now,
oh my gosh, I'm even thinking about.
I know, man. That's what I'm saying.
Forgotten about that.
Like, I had so much. I think just going on that. Looking back on it now, I project a lot of energy back to that guy, and I say, hang in there, man.
Wow.
Hang in there, dude. Wow. Because see it through. Even just before that 5 years, that's what I'm really talking about, dude. It was right before we started the whole thing, dude. Leading up to that, you know, it was depression with mom. It was all these different things. And then I had other projects and going. But I just, dude, I missed old Lane Smithers, dude. I'm going to tell you now.
Yeah.
It is a new, like, energy and light. We talk about this. It's like that. It's almost like it's like those these lost, I don't even know how many years it was. 2, 3, 4 years, maybe.
Yeah, maybe even more.
Is it 5?
I mean, that's something to bring up, too, to talk about. Like, think about our friendship. And I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, you know,
because
of course,
it couldn't have been that. Like, I was like 22 when I graduated. So 5 years later, 27, 28. I mean,
dude, I was like 30 when we started recording.
No, because I'm 30. I'm 35. I would have been 28.
Nope. We started recording?
Oh, my God.
5 years.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do some math. I was 30. Hey, I was 30 when we started recording.
So that's 8 years.
Man.
I think it was that long. So that's the crazy thing, because I was, you know, I'm notorious for doing this. You know this.
Yeah.
I will, if I know we're going to record, I just have this weird habit of like talking to myself.
Yeah.
Like pretending that we're recording, thinking about, it's like going to practice if you're on a sports team or, like practicing an instrument or something. I'm like, I'm just going to like just start, see if I can still do this. And the one-sided, I don't wonder if anyone else does that. Do you ever do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I do.
Yeah. Is it out loud? Because I'm like usually in the car or out lifting, and I'll just bust into, I'm talking to Ez. Someone would think I'm a psycho. But
no, I kind of rehearsed a little bit today with Lottie on the way here, just in terms of some
like
of the,
what you wanted to hit?
Well, because other point, not in this particular episode, but in another episode we're gonna record, I was like kind of going over some things here, make sure I got all my apples lined up here.
The thought I had was, like, it's so, because I was just thinking about what's happened over the last year, right? Like, last, think about, you know, Hobbits, when you're 33 years old, it's your coming of age.
Right, yeah.
This last year for me, all the things that happened with our family, I was 33.
Dude, wow.
It was quite a year of coming of age.
Yeah.
And that just makes you naturally think back on things. And you know, like what we've gone through with Vigo, what Vigo's gone through, the way our family has changed, like, There are friends who continue, and there are some friends who you just either lose because we're so busy. You lose because, like, they don't know what to say, and that's not there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing that can be helped. That's just like how it is. Like, I've been that kind of friend in the past where I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea what they're going through. I don't even know how to relate. I don't even know what to say.
Right.
You know,
right?
And then there's friends who it's like nothing has changed at all.
Yeah,
and how lucky I am to have you.
Well,
and Lottie now as a friend like that. And I thought about throughout my whole life, you have been a friend like that for me.
Yeah.
Or been that type of friend. We've had seasons where we come together, the fates bring us together, the fates take us apart.
Yeah.
The fates bring us back together, the fates take us apart.
Well,
the fates bring us back together. And every time we come back together, our friendship is stronger. Yeah. And I said this to you, man. I was like, God didn't give me any brothers, but life gave me you.
Dude, I know, man.
I don't know. Like, there's. I was telling you out around the kitchen island, I'm like, there's things I can talk to you about that I can't talk to anyone else about. And that list of people has really, in terms of like feeling that they really understand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Without knowing more about their own like experience, you are one of those people who I know, even if you don't know the exact same type of trauma, you have experienced trauma, and so you understand sort of where I'm coming from. So anyway, I love you, dude. And I'm so thankful for our friendship. And
me too, man.
And
like
continuing to pretend like we're friends is difficult.
Yeah,
but I think we can get through it.
I think we're doing a daggone good job.
We're doing a pretty good job
in terms of
the
farce
of all time.
We've got people fooled, man.
Farce of the Ring. Yeah, I mean,
crazy.
It's pretty good. But
somebody was asking us if we wanted to get into voice acting. I'm like, this is straight action. What's going on here? We are like, you know,
the whole thing.
But no, it's. It comes down to, like, as you get older, man, like, you get busier, life gets busier, you've got kids, you know, Lottie and I are talking about things that
getting
we want to
married.
Do. Yeah, I mean, it's like, it literally does change a lot of things, and you're sort of like, okay, I only got this much time and energy, and I need to dedicate it to certain things.
Starting to get kind of picky with your time, how you spend it. And
And that's nothing, and that, I think everybody goes through that and knows what we're talking about.
Yeah,
because it happens in all different stages of life, right?
Right.
Even when your circles, and I'm forever stuck in high school. And I see these kids literally going through these things.
That's true.
And then they're going to college and they're coming back and like, oh man, you know, I don't really talk to so-and-so anymore or whatever. And I don't even remember who so-and-so is, you know, but still, it's just interesting how life takes you in those directions and how it, how you have to be careful, I think, about and be intentional about who you spend your time with, where you put your energy, where you invest your time, you know?
Yeah, so absolutely.
That's why for me, and I told Lottie this, it's always been, we came down the other day, and we were down here, and it was just, you know, we came down to visit, dropped off some, you know, like a gift or whatever, and as we're driving back, I'm like, it's a place where I want to come spend time. You know, I get something back from sitting across from you, and like, talking about these things, laughing, getting it out, whatever it might be, and it's great, man.
It is the best.
It's just awesome.
And like, we have a lot of good memories and stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's great. Oh man, I think a makeout session's about to break
out, dude. Goldberry coming out, kissing old Butterbur's face.
Oh lord,
a little tangly. Huh? No, but it's tied to so many memories.
Yeah, it's tied
to
right.
Like I mean, stuff that we've forgotten, we've even done, or experiences we've had, or whatever.
Think of how many people write in and they tell us like something funny that we said or did.
Did that happen?
And
we're like, when was that?
I don't know. Oh no, dude! Multiple times we've got people just messages.
Like when they reference something, I'm oftentimes I don't remember that occurring.
I have no clue. I know, and
they're gonna
go
hang out in the living room or something.
Oh,
I guarantee.
Okay. Goldberry and Rosie are just.
What were they saying before? We were D'ing around, and Sarah goes, Lottie, this is what it was always like. Lottie reaches over and grabs her arms and goes, it's okay, I'm here now.
Yeah, that's.
And I was like, wow, dude. I don't know if that. Thank God. I don't know if that should make me feel good or make me feel like we're imposters or something.
Doesn't it give you great comfort? It gives me.
It really does.
Great.
It really comfort. Does. Because for so long, like, Sarah would just be kind of like, she'd be like, all right, see you guys. Are you still recording?
Yeah.
We would get those text messages. Are you still up? Like, dorks.
Dude, I know.
You know?
Remember when it was just.
And that's really. Guys, they literally just walked out.
They just walked out of the room.
In the living room together.
Wow. I love
it.
It's
beautiful. And like, just. I don't know, man. Because here's the reality, guys. Let's talk. Let's do some real talk.
Let's talk straight.
Like, when you get a spouse, things can change.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, Sarah could have, for whatever reason, not liked you.
Yeah.
Lottie, for whatever reason, could have not liked us.
Yes, for sure.
And unless everyone's just being incredibly polite and lying, that's not what's happened.
Yep.
And
no,
it's
not.
And it's been, I know. And it's been incredible that's, like, I have to feel that's got to come from somewhere. And
so
it's just a nice side effect. So
I know.
And now we can really just talk however we want.
I know, they're out of the room.
This is great. About whatever.
I'm gonna get carried away.
But anyway, so I we have some questions.
We do.
We went live real quick. Yeah. We were like, dude, what if? Because every anniversary episode is a little bit different. If you remember last year, we did trivia. I went through and found lines that Ez and I said, and then I asked Sarah, you know, and Sarah and Ez, I said, is this a line from Tolkien, from Ez, or from Lane? And they had to guess, right? And we kind of kept score. I think you guys tied.
Yeah.
Didn't you tie?
Yeah, we did.
I think so.
Yeah.
So. I was like, what can we do, you know? And we were like, what if we just go live and say, any questions for us?
Yeah.
Put them in this live feed, attach them to the photo we post, and they just shut the door.
Yeah.
Wow.
The way is
and
shut.
The way is shut. Dude, it was made by those who are wives. The way is shut.
And the wives keep it.
The wives do not suffer the living men to pass.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. We should make a sign.
We should walk in and say,
we should get a shirt.
You will suffer us.
Wow.
Ooh, that. No, no. That sounds bad. That sounds bad.
We should just let them.
Anyway.
All right.
So we got a bunch of questions, right, that we're going to answer. Yeah. That was really, really fun. Like, I don't know, maybe 30. And then I have a little something. Do you want me to do this before or after?
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, okay, so we kind of talked about our last year in review. I mean, I guess if you guys have been listening, you know what's going on.
You know
what's it's wild times for Ez and Lane. One thing I do want to say, one of my favorite things from this last year was us being in the hospital with Vigo and feeling kind of stressed about, because we had set this goal to finish The Hobbit by a certain time, and feeling stressed, thinking I'm not going to be able to do this.
And
thinking in my head, I want Ez to come to me and say, I'm going to find a way to finish this, but I don't want to ask him to do that.
Yeah.
And like a week later, you reached out and we were talking. You were asking how Vigo's doing. And then I was like, dude, about the podcast. And you're like, what if I finish it for you?
Yeah.
And I was
I remember.
What? I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, dude, this, I can't tell you how happy that would make me. I said, plus it would give me something to do while we're in here.
And listen,
To kind of escape for a minute from you know, heavy stuff. I could listen. And he was like, Lane, I've already arranged it. Like, Joe Lewis
is already done.
And Lottie's going to help. And we're going to, we're going to finish this thing. I was like, wow. So that being another kind of like facet to our journey and our adventure was really, really cool. It was amazing to see. Also, like, hearing Lottie on the podcast, I mean,
yeah.
It's nice to know that if I did drop dead, nothing would suffer. It would only get better. You know what I'm saying? And so that's been an amazing like feature that's also happened. Like, that last episode was so funny. So good.
Oh, dude, we had
so insightful.
It was like what you said though. I said this to Lottie. I was like, when we do the Narnia stuff, it's so much fun to do that with your spouse and to just, you know, I don't know, kind of get deep into the text and pull themes out. It's just, I don't know. I mean, we're also all teachers, so we're just sort of like weird in that way.
No,
but I think it's cool. It's a connect, you know, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. But it's cool. It's a lot of fun. And so I've really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. It's the full journey. Mm. Some people are messaging us right now, and
we just got one today.
We just
got one today. I might even just pull this up.
Pull it up. Because it was... I'm hearing these things come across, and people are at certain points in the podcast, and it's like, Ez doesn't have Rosie. That's I mean, like, that's my whole journey. Like, it's Bill Joe is at the very end of Return of the King, saying, "Don't worry, it's coming soon."
Huge shout out to Dylan Hayes, rereading Lord of the Rings and just came across your podcast a few days ago. This was 11 hours ago he posted this.
Yeah.
You guys rock. Love your podcast. I'm beyond excited to have you both journeying with me through the beautiful world of Tolkien. We talked about that from the very beginning, too. We're like, dude, and once we got done with Lord of the Rings, I remember you and me saying, we have like done something that now anyone can go access.
Done. Yes.
And if they enjoy it, it's awesome. If they don't, it doesn't hurt anything at all.
No, yeah, it's fine.
And like, it's to us, it's like an honor. And so, and I've thought often, I'm like, how is it going to age? Like, will it age well?
Yeah.
Will it be
yeah.
interesting? Will we seem like morons? Will people like? Right. And to see Dylan say, hey, man, I'm, you know, rereading now and I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty,
that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
It's
that's
fun.
Pretty cool. That's a good feeling.
It makes us feel good. Yeah. Because, like, I don't know. We talked about that back when we were. It took a lot to do the doc and the reading and to calm down. It's kind of like we never really talk about that side of it, but we did it because it was fun, because we loved each other. We wanted to come down and chat and get together. And it just, we used to do this in, you know, I mean, for sure in college. I'm trying to think if we didn't do it in high school a little bit.
Talk this kind of stuff.
I think I came over. It had to have been. Had to been one time when you were doing before the Heart of the Warrior. Weren't you doing something else in Final Cut? Because I remember coming over one time and you showed me your computer. Was that in high school?
I was at college. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Are you sure, dude? Because I felt like we were much younger, man.
We were.
Old,
that was
dude.
Like 15 years ago.
Anyway, so we've always just really talked about. You know, I don't know, we get deep, you know, whatever it is, whether it's faith, religion, if it's a book series we like, I mean, just pulling themes, just talking about life, you know.
Yeah, and we can just take our time and, you know, that's the fun thing too about this format is we can like talk as long as we want, so.
And we sure as heck have, Jesus.
And we're only going 45 minutes in this episode.
Yeah, that's it. We are
buckle up, baby.
Buckle her down.
I just wanted to bring that up. I mean, just the last year has been it's been so beautiful and so, but it's been really different and cool.
Yeah.
And like looking at things to come, right? We're finally going to do the Silly Marillion.
Yeah.
And it's going to be awesome. We're going to make it silly. It's going to be a blast. We'll also be serious. You guys know that, but
yeah, you know that.
We got some little.
Dude, I'm already.
Features.
Let me give you a little teaser.
Yeah.
In the beginning was Iluvatar.
There was Ura. Ura?
What's his name?
Ura? He's a Marine? He's a Telmarine?
What?
Different universe.
What's his name, man?
Arubalubatu.
So the audiobook I listen to calls him Iluvatar.
Yeah, Iluvatar.
Yeah. Iluvatar.
I've always said Iluvatar.
Iluvatar.
Which is wrong.
Yeah. No. Honestly, I have no idea which one it is.
The audiobook is always right.
Okay.
Young sir.
Yeah, whatever his name is. He puts me to sleep almost every other night. And we literally.
The thing.
Like,
I think this is kind of our goal, too.
Yeah.
And maybe we have put people to sleep before. I'm sure we have. I'm sure we have. But the whole thing that people say, the average Tolkien reader, when they start the Silmarillion, they go, I got two pages in, I just
couldn't do it. Yeah.
So our goal is to, even if we have to be silly, is to get us through the Silmarillion.
Yeah,
we're gonna get you and us, we're gonna see it through. We're gonna go from Aru singing his butt crack off to the crack of doom.
Dude, okay? He was.
And all the cracks of deception in between. We are just we're doing it.
Dude.
We're doing it. So,
yeah.
And it's going to be a blast. And I think the timing is right. I think especially, you know what? Maybe that was the whole purpose of this dang show, man, was to push us back into the thing we love most.
Yeah, because we were kind of like,
Tolkien's work.
We were kind of leaning back to sort
of saying, sure
you know what? Let's let them do it, right? Like, let's let them tell us what happened.
Right.
And then they didn't.
They actually did
so,
kind of the opposite.
Sorry about that, guys.
Spoiler alert.
If you love
haven't
the show,
seen the
you
show.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh my. Anyway.
Okay, so the Silmarillion is coming up. We also are going to have a special, just real quick, this is like a little in other corners, in Middle Earth, sort of.
Let's go.
It's been a while. David Downing has an incredible idea for a special feature episode. We were going to do it over the holidays, but I mean, especially looking now, we've been sick for a week.
You're probably hearing my voice.
Yeah, it's been nuts. So it's good that we tried not to do it now. I think we're going to shoot for like January.
Yeah.
And because it is, I don't know what kind of winter we're going to have, but I mean, because like today it's 60 degrees and 2 days ago it was negative 40.
Negative 40,
so you never know, but. You know, you stay inside a lot. You play a lot of games, and he's got a special like game themed recording episode that we're gonna do. We're gonna be doing the Hobbit ones, not to be confused with the trademarked Hot Ones.
Right.
Cam is gonna be in charge of that,
producing that.
We're also gonna do 10 Essentials, which is something I've been wanting to do for a while. It's like, so GQ does these things where they And it'll be funny because we're not famous people, right?
But yes, I've seen
like
it.
I mostly want to do this so I can see what your 10 essentials are. Like is the motivation, secret motivation
Holy
behind this.
Smokes.
So we're also going to do a Dr. Bean commercial, long talked about, half storyboarded, going to happen. We might even do Celebrimbor's forging scene done right. We might even just
I think
that's part of Ez's workout motivation, and he's going to do the shirtless thing.
Up, dude. I was talking to Lottie earlier, and I was like, January 1st, man.
Yeah.
I love a good start. I know people are still like, everybody wants to go to the gym. Everybody wants to get shape.
But you've been going to the gym, though.
I've been going to the gym,
dog. You've been there.
Like, so I, you know, hey, look, I mean, I had to play Santa Claus for, you know, the 25th, all right? So.
Did you?
Not really. I was just making an excuse for
freeing all the
packing a few pounds on. All right,
confusing that little guy down there.
Oh, dude.
We're running back on carbs now. What
you
the
guys
hell?
Remember my keto guy? He is in like he doesn't know what to do.
I imagine him as like a train engineer,
dude,
with like a kerchief and like one of those caps, you know,
and he's just
and bib overalls with nothing underneath.
And the thing is,
sweating.
The thing is, though, dude. He used to only have one lever. Yeah, right. Send it on down there.
All right, more carbs.
More
baby.
Jumps. Send it
Let's
on
go.
Down, baby. We know what we're doing.
More Wendy's, we know where that goes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And
well, Sonic tonight, eh?
You remember when, dude, I'll never forget the visual, when he finally, he was like, I stopped sending it down. And they went and got him, and they said, hey, boss, none that's not coming down anymore.
What are we running on now?
What are we running on now, right? He's like, all right, geez, holy crap. And
the
he, like, goes.
The crisis of your little
energy
man.
Crisis. And he goes down to the storage. He's like, well, I know we put some in storage. And he goes down, and he's like, holy Jesus.
It's brown gold down there.
It's like the mithril of mithril. I mean, just like.
He had asked one of his boys, can our stuff run on that?
Oh.
Boss, I have to look it up, but I think we can run on this.
We got all kinds of fuel down here.
No, I know it, dude. Oh, it's Matthew McConaughey in a beard, in bibs, fat suit, with a train conductor hat.
That's perfect.
That's who your little man is.
That's,
I think we can run on this.
Yeah, yeah. And
let me just check with my fingers.
He's rolling a booger.
Let me roll a little bit of it. I think that's it right there.
Maybe he picks into a little bit. People are getting so grossed out. He picks in there and he starts feeling a fuel source. Oh, yeah, right there. Right.
You know that brown.
Yeah.
That shines like gold.
But, to me, it was the panic in his eyes when he first went down there. It was like, oh, shoot. We've been mismanaging this.
Oh, I hope I don't. I hope supervisors don't come in and check us out.
Oh, man, that was so funny. Yeah. Sorry. Anyway, but no, I'm down because the Celebrimbor scene, dude.
Yeah.
It's we're gonna talk.
I
about
honestly
this in a
feel like we
episode.
Could joke around and have a better scene than what we got.
I'm telling you right now, it is probably my biggest disappointment. There you go. It is because
You were always pumped about Celebrimbor.
I was leaning even in because I read about his. I read
even
some
when
things.
Grandma got cast as Celebrimbor, you were pretty excited.
I was like, he can do it. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
It comes down to giving him those lines and setting him up in the structure. So anyway, I do love the actor still, and
it wasn't his fault.
Not his fault. No.
His fault
I think he could have. I mean, the scene I'm thinking.
I think he could have too.
I'm thinking like just a different type of setup here, man. Anyway, but so we have that coming up. Possibly we'll do a little reshoot
of that scene.
Celebrimbor forging the rings.
How Celebrimbor should have ended.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. I put this in here. I don't know. I mean, LEP3. Will it finally happen?
Oh my gosh! Dude.
I don't know. It's fun to tease every once in a while to see. Because we had a blast at the finale party.
I mean, dude.
The season finale
so
party was a blast.
Yeah.
And if we actually could figure out a way to, we talked about before, maybe getting
in the North Farthing. Yeah.
Getting in an area that was big and that we could show some of these. Because you see all these other Hobbit party bashes and I'm like,
come on, we were on track.
Guys, we were on track to do that same thing. Okay.
Come on now. Yeah,
no. Was I dressed up as Gandalf? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
was Ez dressed up as Aragorn? Yeah, I don't know.
Probably.
We're going around saying, hey, I'm Lane, I'm Ez. Wrong names?
Probably.
I don't know. You tell me. No, that never happened.
That didn't happen.
But it could happen.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's get into some of these questions. And I have something.
Okay.
I have like a dedication for you at the end.
All right, cool. Yeah, yeah.
So
I got questions that I screenshotted, and you got questions in front of you from the post, right?
Oh, I will do that. From the post, Malone.
So from the live we did earlier, real quick, Taylor just threw out here, wants to know where I got that lightsaber. If you haven't seen this video yet, that's a UK lightsaber I've got. So
United Kingdom.
From the United Kingdom.
Is that the brand name, UK?
Sabneo is what it's called. Sabneo. Yeah. And it's a V8.
Like a new saber.
Yeah,
what
dude.
That stands for.
Yeah,
a V8?
That's what they call it, dude.
V8. Like the
Pixel
engine?
V8 something.
Wow.
Yeah, like the engine of it, dude. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Does
it's
it run on? What kind of fuel does it run on? Your little man know what's going on in that lightsaber?
Dude, that's a...
Is this Kyber? What the heck?
This is Kyber. Dude, that's a fuel
don't
source.
Bleed it. Don't bleed it.
We don't even know about. Only George Lucas knows how those things run. But, so, that's over on my Instagram. Go check it out. Still got the Womprat underscore 2M up there. For who knows how
it's
long.
Always
I might
there.
Be shut her down. I'm sick and tired.
Wow.
Yeah. So I go back, I have back and forth on it.
You I'm going to be honest. That'll be a sad day. Will you come back with real McCoy boy 885522?
Yes, I will.
You know what's hilarious? Is
you
I
still remember that.
I will sit there with Vigo and I'll go, you know what you are. You're just the real McCoy boy.
Oh, my.
He starts laughing.
Dude.
I call him the real McCoy boy. And the girls will come up. They'll go, are you the real McCoy boy,
no,
Vigo?
Dude.
Oh. Yeah.
Dude,
I just can't
it.
Believe
it.
I'm like, real McCoy boy.
McCoy boy. Yeah. Dude, there's a McCoy boy burger up at Southside Diner in Mount
I love
Vernon.
How you almost couldn't get that. You're like, it's a McCoy boy burger.
Couldn't spit it out.
At Southside Diner? Is it named after you?
Yeah, I think they did.
Where did the term real McCoy come from?
Because there's fake McCoys and there's real McCoys, dude. I don't know.
I mean, I gathered that much, but why?
I don't really know.
Why would you be a fake McCoy?
I don't know.
Is it go back to the McCoys and Hatfields? Is that the thing?
Yeah, for sure. I'm flat
if
out
I knew history.
To the McCoys. Flat out. Like,
how do you know?
I don't know which side of the family is your
how do
like,
you know that?
Oh.
You're also a Smith. Are we related?
Dude, we are. Dude, we are. Like, yeah, my grandma's maiden name is Smith.
You know, Sarah has a Smith, too.
Whoa. See, this
are
is why.
Are we all just Smiths?
This is why I went international. That's what to make sure. Gotta make sure. Anyway. Yeah. So,
aren't you German, though?
Shy. Probably a little bit. I don't know. So yeah. So Taylor, yeah, that's where we got it. Looks sick. Awesome.
Super cool.
And down. Well, look at that. Is that
the one?
Whoa.
The
dude.
One hair to rule the crack of doom. Is that how long it is? Is that how long
I'm
it
so
is?
Glad we're not doing the video version right now.
Is that how long it is?
It was about that long.
Oh,
dude.
And it was in
hold
there.
On. I'm being very careful.
The follicle was there.
I promise I wouldn't say too much about this
okay.
topic. So okay. all we're gonna say
as a farted.
All we're gonna say is there is. The hair that shall remain.
You're getting censored now too, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
That's the worst, isn't it?
That shall remain.
Thank God for our wives.
Okay. Sorry, you guys.
In trouble, I think.
Inside joke, lower back ponytail. You guys have heard it all.
Oh, yeah, I think you just kind of told them without telling them.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Anyway. Oh, my gosh. Cameron. Cameron.
Who's Cameron?
Cameron. Cameron. Cameron N. Hansen, by the way. Go
Never
follow
Never heard of him.
Never heard of this guy.
Who's he?
I want to hear the story of how you guys met. I can't remember myself any funny college stories.
He can't remember how he met himself.
He can't remember.
And then the second question was, any funny question stories?
Any funny college stories.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a complete sentence. Do we have any? God, who's this Cam guy?
Yeah, we...
I think he needs to take an English course, first of all.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Oh, I can't even pretend to be mean.
No, we slam Cam. Just so you guys know,
Cam's our boy. He's our boy.
If we ever sound like we're
little
coming off a little harsh on him, it's because he
and Max are our little bros.
He brings
they're
yeah,
gonna,
they are.
They're going to take it over.
Yeah.
Okay, so how we met, I honestly don't know. I feel like my first
orchestra
memory of you is an orchestra.
Yeah, but I told you today, before you even asked this question, I was like, Little League is, I remember pitching and I remember you being on the,
but
you
I
know.
Think this would be before. I think elementary is before.
Oh my gosh, fourth.
So when did we have that joint?
The joint concert?
Concert.
Yeah, so fourth, fifth grade. We had a joint concert where all the elementary schools kind of came together and did one show, which was a great. I don't want to even know how that sounded.
And how did they organize that?
None of us played
the
together.
The Lawsons were nuts,
dude. That was
they
crazy.
Did we have a practice prior?
I don't know.
We had to have.
Yeah, we must have had something.
So, but I would have noticed you because I was a cello.
I was a viola player right next to you guys.
Right. You guys were right next to us, but I would have been like at that point. Wait.
You'd have been fourth grade? I would have been fifth grade.
Yeah, but...
Were you there fourth grade?
What? How old was Clint? Was Clint fifth grade?
Yeah, fifth grade. Yeah.
So I either would have been his stand partner or way back. I can't remember.
I
vividly
you played
remember,
through middle school, right?
Yes, but I vividly remember like looking over and seeing you in middle school just walking around shaking everyone's hands.
What?
That's what you would do. You'd get up and go, hey, how's it going? Oh, yeah.
I
nice
did.
To meet you. Nice
what
to meet you.
What is up with me?
And even people you knew. Just saying hi, you'd shake their hands. I'm like, I was like, is this guy from church or something? Like,
I am.
Who is this guy?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's my first. Do you have your first memory of me? It was on the mound or knocking home runs, dinging that ball around. Then people on the stands going, who is that young Babe Ruth, dude?
Dude, you guys were good. And my team was terrible.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and say it. I was the best player on my team.
Bottle gas, right?
Anybody. No, we were We were called Central Ohio Fabricators. That was our Dude, that was our sponsor.
You, do you remember all the jokes about bottled gas, like fart jokes?
We Oh yeah.
Like people get a bit. Yeah. Bottled gas.
That's so funny. Yeah, that was.
We were Brenham and Lumber, the Lumberjacks. I mean, how isn't that the coolest thing? That would be actually, a pro team.
You guys had a cool. You had cool uniforms and everything.
We went from the teal and black to the green and black.
Dude, we just wore gray and red.
Yeah.
But like Ohio not State matching colors. Gray. It was like weird. Really? Yeah, it was weird. And my dad coached that year. And I remember he was so done. He was just like, I mean, at one point I cried in the league because I was like, I went to turn a double play and I got the second, whatever, but I didn't do something right at the same time. And I didn't turn that double play, right? I could have, right? And I remember dad like yelled at me or something and the whole game, I was just frustrated. Right. And then I cried in the car. I was like, and I literally was like, Dad, our team is terrible. I am the best player on that team, and all you do is yell at me. All you do is yell at me.
Wow.
And he, this like, just afterwards, got
deep.
We were like, I know. But, wow. Like, he was so frustrated because he's really good. My dad was really good at sports. Good like, he's really good. He just couldn't believe.
Yeah.
He couldn't believe how bad we were getting beat. He's competitive. And I was like, me too. But, I mean, we won our first two games, and then after that, lost every single game. Crazy, man.
You know about the story of us, my 12-year-old year, right?
What was it?
I think we only lost to Foster's Pharmacy, who was our big rival.
Yeah,
Dan Emmett, right?
Yeah.
Lost to them in the regular season. I think that was our only loss.
Yeah.
Playing the tournament, we make it all the way to them, lose to them, then get knocked down to the loser's bracket, then fight all the way back to the championship game.
Oh, yes.
We had to beat them twice.
I remember this, yes.
We beat them once, killed them.
Right.
Came back the next game.
Right.
It was like the bottom of the six, with only six innings.
Yeah.
Bases loaded.
Yeah.
Full count.
Yep.
Us up by one.
Yeah.
And I think it was the top of the six. It wasn't as dramatic as that. But literally, and I was on the mound. Yeah. And I was a terrible pitcher. And it was the bottom of the order. If I didn't get this kid out, they were going to tie us and then have the top of the order come in.
Yeah.
I think I hit a triple and a single that game. I drove in three runs. I scored six runs.
Let's go.
So I was carrying my weight on offense.
Yeah.
But I couldn't pitch worth a dang, dude.
Why didn't they have somebody else in there, dude?
No one else was available.
Jeez.
No other, like, no innings left. Chris Kizer used all his innings. Kyle Ford used all his innings. It was me and Nick McCann.
Wow, dude.
It was crazy. I still have the paper.
What happened?
We won.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I struck him out. Yeah.
My dad ran out, picked me up. Yeah. And my teammates celebrate around me. It's on the front page of the sports Mount Vernon News. I still have it. I go get it right now.
Because I followed a lot of the... Because I love baseball.
I think you were there.
I think I was too.
Because it was at Lamb Park.
Well, I think we all were sitting in pickup trucks out in the back on the around the outfield and stuff or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. So it was it was pretty wild. It was
a crazy game.
Yeah. And I remember... because I remember you coming up to bat. You were a good batter.
I was great at hitting.
You were really good. I was good at hitting, too.
And, yeah.
But like, I mean, I was like, dude, these guys, I kept wishing I was at another park.
Yeah.
I was like, Lamb Park was rough.
Lamb Park always had the teams for whatever reason.
Dude, we were terrible.
Yeah.
Every single team over there was terrible. Yeah. Anyway. Crazy. So yeah, that was one
walk
of the
walk down memory lane there.
That was big walk.
I got one. You want one?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Josh on Instagram. Shout out to Josh.
Yeah.
Posts all the time. Wonderful comments. Lovely.
Yes.
Said not including any of Bombadil's scenes. What's one part of the book that you guys would have loved to have seen in Peter Jackson's Loader? Love you guys, Green Heart.
Well,
love you too, Blue Heart, bro.
Yeah, Blue Heart.
Brah. Man, I'm not your brah.
No, not your brah. You are, brah. But
what's one scene? I have two.
I got a funny one for you. Okay. The scene that he did include in the movies that wasn't in the books is Aragorn coming back from the dead.
Oh, yeah.
When I was like in The Hobbit and I was like, yeah, I was talking about that. And then the joke always is, has he ever read any of these? Has he seen any appendices? Is he just faking it? And I really exposed myself in that episode. I was just like, wait, that was not in the books? We just had read it.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that it was in The Hobbit?
I vaguely remember this. Yeah.
But anyway.
He
totally fabricated
that. Bothered a lot of people. Isn't it funny how...
I loved it. I thought it was cool.
It is pretty cool. Yeah. See, like that's something that the show didn't do very well, that Peter Jackson, I feel like, kind of got away with some of that stuff. You're like, okay.
Didn't happen.
If you think about that run during Two Towers, not a bunch happens.
Yeah.
to them. They're kind of with the Rohirrim the whole time. Even like Aelmer doesn't get sent away. He's at
He's there.
That whole line of "Let this be the hour we draw swords together" is Aelmer and Aragorn.
Yeah,
not Theoden.
Right, right.
So
yeah, I like that. I like that better. So that's not the question, but I just kind of you know.
You actually answered the opposite question.
Yeah, the opposite. So
well done.
Sorry about that. You go ahead. Give me your two. Give me your two. What's up?
45 minutes. Great, guys.
Shut her down.
It's been good talking to you.
Nice. All right, we'll see you guys.
My two, I would love. It's right after Tom Bombadil. I think that the Barrow Downs would have been sick. I think, especially with Peter Jackson's background in horror films, he could have made it insanely scary.
Yeah.
That coupled with a lot of John Howe's concept artwork of what the Barrow Whites look like.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. I mean, that would have been sick.
True.
Also, it would have been cool to, after that, after Tom saves them, to have seen like some sort of creative way of showing that Strider was following them from then.
Because
follows them as they're leaving the Barrow Downs and kind of mirrors them and stalks them, essentially, to make sure that Frodo's okay.
That they're good,
yeah. The other one would be all the Hanbury Han stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All of the Druidon stuff in Return of the King right before the Paths of the Dead. I think that would have been so cool. I think you could have cast someone who would have been intriguing and interesting, and you could have...
Right.
Like the way the Pukul men were very like tribal. You could have incorporated like parts of hopefully no one gets upset at this. I mean this in the best possible way.
Yeah.
Like Maori culture. Like in the same way that I think that like the Greenstone that Aragorn had.
Yeah.
Wore. The brooch.
Yeah.
Brooch? I still don't know which way to say it.
Dude.
The thing that clasps his cloak together.
Yeah.
You could have used like New Zealand jade, Panamu.
Yeah.
And it would have been beautiful. And it would have been like, oh, it's also a subtle nod to New Zealand and Maori culture.
Yep.
So, that would have been, in a way, I kind of feel like in King Kong, in Peter Jackson's King Kong, like the natives in that are kind of, I mean, they're normal. So they're not short. Like the Pukul men were, like the not the Pukul men, the Druidon, but that same kind of like,
the vibe,
like Lost Tribe vibe.
Yeah,
Lost Tribe vibe. That sounds like a cool band name.
Hello, mates. We're Lost Tribe Vibe. Go hit us up on Spotify.
Check us out.
This is our new song, Pukul Boys.
Oh my god.
What's yours though?
I don't really have one. I don't really know, dude. I'm trying to even think of things.
You can't remember the book, do you?
No, I'm trying to remember like what
you've read. A lot of books between then, so.
Yeah.
From there, The Hobbit? Because he included a lot of stuff that wasn't in there.
He included a lot that wasn't.
He took stuff from the appendices too, but.
Yeah, I don't even know, man. Like, because in that, it's in the Hobbit films, it's like there's just so much that.
What about, I know what yours is.
What is
Are you kidding me? Glorfindel.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
Like an inclusion of Glorfindel. Even if he just would have been at the council.
I was talking to Lottie today about this, okay, on the way here, because we're going to be doing a Rings of Power.
He's going to be on the show.
We're going to be doing a Rings of Power breakdown.
Is he the only one who can save the show?
No. Here's the thing.
Would it ruin Glorfindel if he was on the show?
No, the changes that were made by Peter Jackson, like when you want to give Arwen that moment or whatever,
it's beautiful.
Am cool with it. Like
I am
that,
too.
It's good and it's fine. So, you know, I this is where I think two things can live at once in your mind. I mean, in my mind, Glorfindel's he's also out riding against the Nine. Hold on a second, friends.
Yeah.
Full stop. In Rivendell,
that means period.
Basically, period. Yeah. Elrond's like, look, we need some powerful folk.
Yeah.
To ride out.
What is that word you just used?
Folk.
Folk. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Excuse me. Got a little cold there.
Ooh.
But you know what I mean? And that was in my mind. He is still out there riding against them.
Yeah.
He is still out there doing it, man.
Couldn't be one of those unnamed elves at the council?
Absolutely is. He 100% is. Yeah. And so I'm like, that's a change, but I'm like, I'm good with it. Cause Arwen's cool. Because Arwen comes back later and is more relevant in the actual story. You know what I mean? Like, you don't hear a whole lot about Glorfindel, right? I mean, you're thinking like, oh, is that dude going to show? Same thing with Bombadil.
Yeah.
Right? When they're like, oh, okay. So when Tolkien's like, nah, Bombadil's not coming back up again. We're done with that, right? Then you're like, what about that guy, Glorfindel, who like rode out and was like pretty awesome boss? Is he coming back? Nah, really? Nah.
So, it's all about hobbits, dude. It's all about hobbits.
Which is fine.
Did I ever tell you about the time I woke? I was a 13-year-old boy. Maybe 14.
Yeah.
So, you know, dangerous territory there. I remember it was a Sunday, so I was watching one of the films. It was Fellowship.
Right.
And I was, you know, tired, Sunday nap.
Okay.
I fell asleep. When I woke up, I don't know if you could time this more perfectly. as I was opening my eyes in a haze and a stupor, is the moment when Frodo sees Arwen.
Oh, whoa.
And it's like white and she's angelic and she walks up speaks in Elvish to Frodo. And I was like, what's happening?
I thought
Arwen was coming through the TV and visiting me.
Dude.
It was great. And I didn't hate it.
No, I wouldn't either.
14-year-old Lane Smith was very loved it. Whoa. What's happening?
Yeah.
What is this?
Come get me.
But I thought to myself, like, what are the odds that I woke up right at that time?
Right.
And like Frodo's kind of in a dream state.
He's
anyway.
Waking up too a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, like that's not really what she looks like.
Sleep, yeah.
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 That was us seeing through Frodo's eyes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Be clear,
yeah.
If the showrunners want to know what it's like to see through a certain character's perspective, they could use that for reference.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Because Galadriel, right? The whole thing with Galadriel.
Exactly.
Got a timeout. Exactly. What's up,
guys? I don't know if you can tell. I gotta get a little water for the throat.
Wow, God. Jeez. Keep talking. I'll get your water.
No, I got. Yeah, we're about
to water. Oh man.
Feel good,
dude. Sometimes you gotta get some H2O.
Yeah, you do.
Holy smokes, man! These holiday seasons, dude.
I know. All right, so what's our next question?
Great question.
No, that wasn't a great quote. Is the next one a great one?
Actually,
you want me to do one?
No, I got you right here, dude. Okay. Oh, this is more of just sort of a comment. Again, from Taylor.
From Cam?
From Taylor Made.
Okay.
Who says that, you know, when we start the Silmarillion, which of the Valar is your favorite and why? So we'll do this. This is something
okay.
we need to kind
this
of save
a,
just to,
yeah,
for
PS.
A moment here.
Yep.
Draft them for a fantasy team. Ooh. Dude.
Ooh.
You get a pick. I get a pick back and forth. That means you
doesn't
can't
matter
just,
what sport we're playing.
Man.
Or just no, just to
yeah,
look over the world.
Kind of, yeah. Just the, your yeah. best team.
They have to run the world.
Dude.
Wow.
I mean, first pick, who you taking? Melkor?
I mean, he kicks butt quite a bit,
right,
doesn't
dude?
He?
Like, is that not the guy you go for?
I'm just kidding. I think I'm so obsessed with, I think I've been saying his name wrong.
What is it?
Ulmo? Ulmo?
Yeah, I say it.
Elmo?
I say it, Elmo.
You know, Elmo's Playhouse?
I say it, it's
Elmo. Dude, Neo loves Elmo.
Hold on a second.
So.
Think about that. Elmo out there ruling the freaking
the seas,
dude.
Called the Red Sea. Probably Ulmo, honestly, because he's just very intriguing to me. Also, I guess maybe he would be a bad choice because he sort of kind of sticks to himself and doesn't really involve himself in the business of the world. But
okay.
I almost called it Adar. It's not what's the world called?
Adar. No.
What is his
name?
Arda, that's right.
Yeah.
I always want to say Adar, and I'm like,
dude,
no, it's like that.
I blanked for a second. I was like, wait,
Arda.
The show?
Yeah. Arda, yeah. Arda. So he kind of, you know, doesn't involve himself in the dealings of other stuff. He's more, you know, recluse.
I got some crazy stuff to say when we start the first chapter about him.
About him?
About him who we...
Oh, the one.
The one.
The one.
And just the world and how it's
Whoa.
Built. And
isn't it where he's called the One and Sauron creates one ring to
rule
them all? Dude. Is it a mockery? Is he mocking
Haru? Oh, my. He might
it's
be.
Like, you're the one? I'm going to create the
I'm
one.
Like, I have some biblical verses I'm bringing in.
Dang, dude.
Dude, I went like, you remember, I mean, when Aslan says basically like, don't quote the old book to me.
Everlasting
wow.
arms.
Get the old
all
hymnals out.
I've never seen so much
Okay. Another question here, really, about as we get into the silly Marillion.
I do remember when Aslan said that, though, but yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you remember he said that.
Didn't
mean
to sing over you.
Like, I mean, my whole point with that was, I'm going to be quoting the old book.
Dang, dude. Wow.
Mm. Quoting the old book.
It is pretty biblical, so I mean, we might as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of connections you can make to it. But
these guys are biblical now? Jesus.
So we've got, here's another question. As you guys get to the Valaquinta, as you get through that, love to hear you debate on who you think Tom Bombadil is and where he fits. Wow. Bringing back the old Tom Bombi question. There is a part that talks about moss upon stones that made me think of Goldberry. Ooh. So there's a debate to be had here.
Huh.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Moving on. Just keep that for thought. Cameron wants to know when Further Up is coming back. One of his favorite podcasts ever. He loves Further Up.
Can you still get it places? Is it still available? Oh, yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, pretty darn sure.
Because that was one we had on Podbean. And for insider knowledge, Podbean, if you don't renew your subscription...
Oh, maybe we just need to go renew it.
And then get all of it? And then, because, what do we use now? The free thing. Sure. Anchor, right? Don't we use Anchor now?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, that's what we can do.
And
it's
just as good, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah, I think there's still it's Spotify's there,
interface.
Yeah, I just clicked on it here, and it's still there.
Good.
Yeah. So I'll check
and make
sure.
Do you care if we do the same roles? This has been my question. If we do the same role, like, is it cool if I'm the guy who does, like, your job?
Oh, dude. Here? Yeah. Oh, dude. Absolutely.
Because I really enjoy doing that.
Now,
and I might even want to edit. Do you care if I do that too?
That's fine. And let me tell you, so
because I loved that.
I want it full, and I think a lot of
full stop,
fine.
Full stop,
full period.
I have to do it in German. I can't do that.
No. So
un Sprecher und Aslan.
She is very guys. If you've ever listened to Lottie on the podcast, right? If you've been around for a while, you've heard. We finished The Hobbit. We did some stuff together. Like, English is not her first language.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know it, dude.
Right.
So when we get to parts
where... No, she's incredible.
There will be times in recordings where she's just like, I can't even think of the word. And it's like a full stop.
She just needs to say it in German then.
Edit it out. I know. It'd be awesome. Yeah, it would be awesome. Yes. So, but she's so much... she did that live show for the Lord of the Rings watch party.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my gosh, there's no editing. I have to be live. Like, I can't just stop, you know, and sort of say, what's that word I'm thinking of
that'd
that's in English
so hard. That, would be
that
so
I can
hard.
Think of in German? So I'm always like, you do such a good job with that.
Yeah, if you want to edit that, that's fine.
No, I'm just saying either way, like just something kind of. But I wanted to give her that compliment because I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know?
Oh, I think
you
about,
forget. You
I
forget
think about
it.
That often. I'm like, how is she doing? I honestly was thinking about it as I listened to last week's episode when you guys were talking about her, you know, reflections upon the show. And I'm like, Lottie's like, she could do this in German too.
I know.
And I'm like,
dude.
Ez and I couldn't do it with accents.
No.
It blows my mind that like most other countries in the world, people could do it in two tongues. And it's like, wow. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible. And I think what an honor to Tolkien too, the guy who loved all these different languages, who created it and borrowed his own. Yep. You know, I mean, like that is.
I know.
Mind-blowing.
It's mind-blowing.
So
yeah,
I think
good.
The same with Jim. You know, when Jim speaks Spanish, and I'm like,
yeah.
How the frick? Like,
you bilingual, trilingual people out there.
But it's not even the same thing because I'm not hearing Jim in Spanish. Like, that would be the same as if, like, we were Spanish-speaking, hearing Jim speak Spanish.
Yeah.
That's not Lottie's first language.
No, I
like,
know.
Like, we're hearing her speak her second language.
Second language, yes. I know, dude. It's crazy. It's awesome. And her accent is very Midwestern.
Yeah.
You know, there's not really, like, a German thick... I can almost
hear it sometimes.
Like her mother, I bless her. I love when she speaks English to me because it's just very. One of the questions she asks all the time is, Ezra, what German have you learned?
Oh yeah,
recently. What? You know, yeah, and it's just like, oh my gosh, it's so. That's the classic sort of, you know, German accent, and she
like the three little pigs in Shrek. We hoofed and we poofed and we blew a house down. It's not in the fiction notice.
Oh my gosh. And it's funny because, you know, I know all of her cousins and their English is really good and stuff, right? And some of them have, you know, varying degrees of the accent.
I love it. I think it's amazing when people...
I love when you embrace that. Like, that's fine.
For any other country, I'd be like, do you speak English? Because I'm sorry, I don't speak anything else.
And thank you because I'm, you know,
and
an idiot.
There are so many people who are just like, no, I'm going to learn a language and I'm going to speak it. And
right, yeah.
Because I got a set, baby.
Anyway. Shout out to those people.
Yeah.
So a couple more here. Shout out to our friend Tiffany from Swish and Flick, who said that she has just finished up Fellowship, finally read it, thankfully.
Is she about following along with the podcast?
Tiffany, about time. Tiffany? You know what? Tiffany, are you following along with the podcast?
Yeah. Come on.
Is that a big ask?
Mrs. O'Malley, a big what?
Ask. Wow. Oh my, I've got a little bit of a cold and I don't know if my words are coming out right. Sorry, you got me. You got me there. But she's into Two Towers. So it's really good and she's loving
it. So. I'm glad to hear that. That's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. Awesome.
I am always happy when people get into it and they really, I always want to introduce people to Tolkien. I'm like, let's go, you know?
It's very addicting.
Yeah. Yeah, she said one thing she didn't expect was all the singing, which we talk about.
Yeah. And how it sort of goes away in lessons and has the story's tone changes.
Whoa.
Wow, sorry about that.
Whoa, dude.
Did that catch on there?
Some people are
beginner's mistake.
Just waking up, dude, and they're like,
is that Arwen?
You're putting me back to sleep, dog. Okay. Let me
Arwen
see.
Arwen coming through the TV.
What else you got? Oh, have you guys ever considered voice acting?
Mm-hmm.
Lane?
Yeah. Actually, so there is one of the biggest compliments I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
I don't think you even know this.
Oh, shoot.
Shout out to my buddy, Eric Meeks.
Okay.
One of the best friends you could ever have.
Yeah.
This is a college. We were hanging out all the time in college, all the time. He's one of my closest buddies. And I went home with him for a trip. I think we graduated. We went to go see a Kid Cudi concert.
Whoa, dude.
I'm a big Kid Cudi fan.
That's awesome, actually.
And it was strange. Yeah. Saw some things I can't unsee.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yep.
But anyway, hung out with his mom. Saw his dad a little bit, but he and his mom are really close. And she were eating breakfast or something and just talking. And she goes, Lane, has anyone ever told you that you would be an excellent radio?
Radio voice?
Yeah, radio voice.
And dude.
I was like, no. I was like, but that, I looked at her, I was like, but that might be the nicest compliment I've ever gotten in my life. I said, I've always wanted to be on the radio. I've always thought Well, Sarah says I have a calming voice, right? Mm-hmm. I've heard some people who listen to us to go to sleep.
Oh, people have flat out said that.
Yeah, we're the way the tone we use with each other too is very calming or something. But So voice acting, that would be really cool. I would love to do that. I feel like we kind of sort of do that in a way.
You definitely do.
Here,
you have really good voices.
I mean, I think that we do it. Like, you know,
for sure. Yeah, yeah.
But I've been, this is kind of secret, but not really secret, a sleep story podcast.
Come on.
It's all ready to go. I just need to record stuff and upload it. Like, I've got the domain and everything. It's on Anchor.
Dang, dude.
It's ready to go. Just zero episodes. But it's called Counting Sheep.
Yeah.
A sleep story podcast. And so I'm going to, some of the stuff, I need to check into the legalities of this, but if I credit authers and stuff, can I read stuff if I'm not making money on it?
I think.
I need to look into that because I don't want to make a cent from it. I'm not going to set up Patreon. I don't want to do ads.
Right. You just want to.
I literally just want to read some stories.
Then I think you're good.
From all over the place. Yeah. 20 minutes long. I'm going to work on a voice that I'm going to record on a lower level so my voice doesn't have to be as loud.
Yeah.
I can hit a deeper range. I can hit a gravelier.
Yes, you can.
You know.
Yes, you can.
Sort of texture. One of the things I want to do is to develop a voice.
Yeah.
But also, I would love, if something ever happened to me, I would love to have a catalog somewhere of bedtime stories for my girls.
Yes.
And for Vigo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was like, this is kind of a twofold thing. And so I've got, I bought a lesser form of a Zoom.
I know you showed me. You sent me a picture. Anytime Lane gets equipment,
hold on. Show me the whole picture,
dude.
I got an SM58.
Yeah,
industry
baby.
Standard.
Yes.
So all I need, I've got everything I need, and I even bought for my iPad. I have the adapter where you can plug in a USB, so I can put in an external hard drive, and I can also put in the SD card and upload it right there on the iPad.
Yes.
So I have a workstation where I can edit and stuff.
That's good.
I just haven't, every time I do it, I feel tired.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it tonight. And I'm like, I'm too tired. I can't do it tired.
And
ironically.
Sound tired.
Yeah, because I would sound tired.
I get you there. Yep.
So I'm going to do a bunch of those. I have three or four stories picked out already that I want to do, or excerpts of stories.
Yeah.
And then I've even thought about I talked to you and Lottie about maybe standalone episodes where you just come on. And there's going to be no intro. It's just going to be tonight's sleep story is
boom, dude. I love
written
that.
By,
I love it.
And
I love
just
it.
Go right into it. Maybe add some soundscapes in the back as well.
Right, right.
Something.
You know what's fun? I mean, this, to me, I've always had, I don't know if you guys know this about me. First of all, I have a cold right now, and I probably sound like crap, but that's all right.
You sound real good. I wish I had my headphones on, honestly.
I don't have the headphones, so I have no idea what we sound like.
I'm sure you sound great.
But I will say, when I guested on an episode of Swish and Flick.
Guested.
I was a guest.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you were like, guessed.
Yeah. I was guessing away on that show, dude. I was like, who?
I made a guest, didn't I? I got the rhyme
so they got Rings of Power on in this book series. But no. So Lottie, my soulmate.
That's how she found you.
Yeah. My soulmate heard me.
Yeah. Fell in love with your voice first.
Yeah. And just, you know, I mean, literally, I remember I told you the day after we had our talk, we sat down, it's recorded somewhere, you and I actually talking about this, and I told you, I said, I met Mrs. Dude. Kirk, and you were like, dude, what? You don't just say that. And I'm like, yeah, you don't just say that. I just said that.
No.
So
yeah, you would never.
But she had kind of said to me, you know, just that, like, it was like she was walking by. It's almost as if you're walking by a coffee shop, and you hear your the love of your life in that coffee shop, and you turn, and you look, and you're like, wait, oh my God, I'm listening to him on this pod. Where is he at?
Wow.
And yeah, and I was like, that's wild. I mean, it was really kind of a crazy thing. And you know, all I've tried to do is
the ads sound buttery too, by the way, when you do those ads.
Dude, I love
sound buttery.
I love doing short. I'm glad Taylor asked this question because I don't think, I've never thought that I had a good voice or anything at all. And I know, again, so I have a cold. Somebody the other day, dude, when I was when I was heavier, my voice, different. I was younger. I was 5 years younger.
Different.
And I was heavier.
Yeah.
And people don't think this, but like snoring's gone away.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
I remember that
you
snoring.
Think about all of the, like all that on you. Cause I mean, you remember, like I played a lot of sport. I was not, dude, after mom passed away, dude, I like gained weight. I was depressed, dude. Like I went down a dark path.
I mean, I've gained weight over this last year. Anytime you have like traumatic things happen, you're just like, how do I take the pain away for a minute, or the unknowingness, or whatever?
And then you start to kind of like, man, you spend so much time and effort on something else that you're not really thinking about, like preparing food and getting to that gym and doing all the things that you used to do. So habits fell way to whack. But the other day I was listening and I was like, dang, dude,
sound different,
and I sound a little bit bright. Nice. I'm sick right now, so I feel terrible having this conversation. I'm losing my voice.
You sound brighter now.
Yeah, but I sound brighter now than I did back then. And this is going to sound maybe sad. We get emotional on these episodes or whatever. But like, dude, all right. The other day, I was talking to Lottie about this. Yeah. And people are just not, I don't know, man. Like when they see somebody happy or they see
if they're not happy, then they want to bring it
down. And I feel sad for those people. And I always want to celebrate people's successes, and I want to celebrate their whatevers, you know, their lives, and root for people and stuff. But, dude, some people don't, and some people are mean.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and you know, and Lottie is the first person to say, well, why? I wonder why something's going on. You know,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, an angel. Yeah, we have angels. Yeah. Angels as wives. I'm
I just
blessed.
Say, yeah, screw them.
I know, and part of me wants to say that, and I'm like, no, thankful for the balance because. Like, yes, people have stuff going on, but dude, it just made me.
It doesn't excuse it though.
No, I mean, it doesn't. You know, it doesn't. But like thinking back to that time, think about voices, because this kind of came up the other day, and I was thinking about this. I'm like, dude, and we said it earlier in the episode, projecting back to that young man, and I mean even before we started the podcast, I was at Star Wars Celebration, sitting there, and I remember I can see myself. It almost makes me sad, dude, just thinking about like what I was wanting in life and what I thought I was, you know, what I needed and just. I'm sorry, bro. But just
if I would have seen you as a little boy, I would have cried.
I know you would.
Is that what you're saying?
You would have cried.
Dad,
man.
Is he going to be okay?
I was alone at this table, and I was like wearing my Star Wars shirt at Star Wars Celebration, looking around, and I was just like,
"Were you by yourself?"
I was by myself, dude.
Did you go with anyone?
I did, but we didn't hang out. We were in different places or whatever. Yeah. So because I know that's another story,
dude.
<know?
clears
throat> But anyway. You know, I don't know. It was just interesting that this
depressing. Okay.
Conversation.
But not really, though. I mean, that's
no,
the thing.
No, because I'm thinking back to that. Right now, I have this good energy that I'm sending back to that younger version of me that says, dude, keep going.
And you know what I mean? There's a part of that younger version who saw this outcome, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, because I remember
like
thinking about it. Yeah. It's so weird, because I remember thinking about it. And a lot of what I've said on the podcast has been like, about this stuff, yeah, about mom, about my journey, about where I'm at and what's going on. And then, you know, Lottie and my Rosie and stuff. So it's just been, it's crazy. And it really through the lens of, I know Taylor just asked about voice acting, but it's like just thinking back.
Well, your voice has changed.
When you go back and you listen to when you were either like, because dude, I was at that point in time right before then. I'm like, Up Talking Tolkien is a bright spot in my life, dude. It straight up is, man. Yeah. I love it. I've always tried to put good energy into these things and stuff. And you know this. I've had some lousy friends.
Yeah.
Lousy. That's all I'll say.
And I'm just one of them.
Dude, no. One of many. You're my brother. No, absolutely just, not, dude. Jesus. And it's like, man, dude, just be careful who you like invest your time and energy in. And I've learned so much about that. And it's just like, I don't know. Sorry, I'm just kind of on a rant there.
No. But the voices speak to us from the past. They speak to us from the future. Like, voices change. Like it is kind of a.
Well, we dropped the Baron and Luthien episode or something like that.
Yeah,
we sound so different and young. So different. And I sound much more different. And I was just thinking to myself, dang, I think I even had a cold in that episode too, which didn't help either. You know,
it was like in the dead of winter, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
around Christmas time or something.
I definitely had like a cold and was coughing up mucus or something. But. So. Anyway, it's just funny to think back on those memories and those times and the journeys. Dude, I would leave this house and I'd be driving back and I'd be thinking about my future, man.
Yeah.
And just what I needed to work on and what I wanted out of life and what I was trying to do as a teacher, as a person, as a brother, as a friend, you know, podcaster, all that stuff. And so I don't know. I get super like this is a time to kind of reflect and also look forward to our journey. And it's just like I cannot thank folks enough for just celebrating those successes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been interesting to see how people react to the way your life goes.
Yeah, it is.
And that's all I'll say about it. You know what I mean? And it's just been, I just want to say thank you to everybody who genuinely like comes to this podcast and wants to fellowship and just wants to like nerd out, talk about. Yeah. You know, just whatever. I mean, yeah, because some people just, I don't know, dude. I don't know, you know. Sorry, I'm just rambling there.
I mean, sometimes you just got to quote James Franco. They hate us because they ain't us.
Yay, bro.
You know, sometimes people just hate you because they ain't you.
Yeah.
You know, if things are going right for you and things aren't going right for them.
Yeah.
And we've probably been in positions where we were that kind of person.
You know.
And when we were younger, it was like, man.
Do you know what, actually, like, do you know what, I'm going to tell you guys a little secret here.
Yeah.
I love this because we bear these things like an hour and 13 minutes.
The nuggets are there.
Into the episode.
Yeah.
So I think one of the things, not that saved the podcast, but remember we mentioned, we almost shut her down. You remember this?
Yes, I do.
And let me tell you something. That young lady sitting in there, you remember the day where you were talking and it was the conversation about I had just met her. We had all that drama. Drama that we've never really...
We'll never fully
never,
reveal.
We'll never,
we've messed around. We've actually thought about doing a tell-all.
We've thought about it.
We're not going to.
And you know, all is for... Like, whatever. Wish everybody doesn't matter the best. Who cares?
It's really just kind of sad and unfortunate.
It's... Yeah.
Because it did sort of ruin a certain aspect of...
It made us
way more guarded, didn't it?
Way guarded,
at least
man.
For a period of time, anyway. Dude, we were like, man, we can't tell people anything.
It was shocking, man.
It was shocking.
It was a shell shocking experience for me, and I just remember
hurtful too. Like it really hurt.
Oh, bro! And
like people who had been at this house,
people wrote us and they said, "Hey, who hurt you guys?" And like,
right.
Thank you for coming. But
and I was like they would have let me off the leash and been like, "Go, Lane, go get him."
Yeah, and it's really not. You know, it really wasn't actually anyone. It's sort of an event that we had nothing to do with.
Nothing at all.
We love you guys. We want you guys to come in and have a joyful time and fellowship. And
it was like the scenario too of just everyone being locked down, people being kind of crazy, doing some things that
probably
wouldn't have otherwise done, and then like blaming us for things that they did.
And look, here's the thing, everybody. Ez is the first one to say I've messed up, dude.
Oh, bro, my whole life, I've just
flat out like
I'm constantly trying to overcome my stupidity.
Yeah, same.
Constantly.
So you know, it's just like. But I remember though when
in that situation, point, we did nothing wrong, buddy.
Oh,
we handled it so well.
I hate.
I know. It sounds braggadocious, but it's true. We were
because
and the fact that we included Sarah and.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, those people didn't even know. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. I'm telling too many things.
No. But it's all good and well. It's something that I just want you guys to know.
We almost stopped.
Lane and I.
We almost stopped.
We basically have said, this is a sword we pick up together and we put down together. That's how it goes, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's an unexpected podcast. It's an unexpected journey that we're on. We love it. We're so happy that we did that. We've actually finished the trilogy. We did The Hobbit. We're about to embark on the Silmarillion. Like,
I never thought we would do that.
We did season one of Rings of Power, and still, like, man, we showed both sides of
butts,
dude. Crazy.
That was exhausting.
Like, we want your guys' voices on the show and stuff.
Oh no, that wasn't even. It was just that, like.
What? Oh, I know.
Week after week.
Two months
straight. And then we recorded for about a month before that, remember? In anticipation, like,
absolutely. Wow,
it was impressive.
And it was a blast. And
it was a blast.
And it's a lot of fun. But I actually remember, like, sitting down and like, when it, this is what's interesting, right? Once you're good, because Ez, for a long time, was missing his other half.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people who have left his reviews. They're like, I'm sick and tired hearing this guy talk about it. I don't care. Yeah. I don't actually give a you know what.
Right. Quite. It so kind just of sounds like they haven't been listening at all because we talk about our own personal lives quite a bit.
Yeah, you're not even listening to this. We're not on the same.
A theme of you finding your Rosie has been there since the beginning, dude.
I mean,
since we first talked about Rosie and Fellowship.
And I'll be honest with you, like, that's if anybody has something to say about Rosie, that's when you'll be laid low.
He brings the sword up. He gets the sword up.
Low.
And I got to draw it with him. So, I mean, it's two on one.
But we love you guys. Yeah. So, and that's not most people, man. That's very few people. That's, right. And it's just whatever.
And it's got to be pretty sad for you to, like, go leave a review throwing shade at people's love.
Yeah.
Like, and you got to be in dark. And that's where I'm just sort of like, man,
that's, you must be a miserable. It sucks because I was once a miserable person. That's what I'm saying.
But you didn't do stuff like that.
No,
like,
I did not. No. Yeah. But still, that's the thing. I mean, you did it
to me.
But I'm so happy that, like, you did. But, like, we had that conversation. I remember, like, once we were both, we were, like, at peace.
Yeah.
We both were at peace.
Yeah.
And I was like, our friendship was always going to, it's always whatever, you know. But it was just, like, once we moved forward in that capacity, we were good, dude.
I can't imagine, something worse happening, honestly.
Yeah.
It was. And the fact that we overcame that is pretty cool. I mean, we would have ended like three years ago.
Yeah, dude.
That's great. Like, over half this podcast would not have happened, but.
Yeah. And it's cool. You learn along the way because then you start to do things where you set the podcast up differently. You set things up differently. Yeah, it's all good. But man, I freaking love, I love that our wives are in there talking right now.
I know.
You know, the wives.
Doesn't it kind of make you feel like we can like go even longer too?
A little bit, actually. But
go longer.
Don't want to get carried away.
So to answer that question, yes, we have thought about voice acting.
My God, that was a 45-minute answer.
We have, and
goodness
we will.
Gracious.
And we are. You want me to read a couple of these comments? There's not many questions. Rob Thorson, huge shout out to the son of Thor. Guy, I love him, man. Yeah. I mean, he's like, talk about another brother from another mother. Like, it's amazing. Rob and I have only been in each other's presence like twice.
Really? Yeah.
Physically, like, in the same space two times.
Yeah.
Once at a rugby tournament that we used to host in Lancaster. And then last September, right after Vigo was born, he came and stayed with us, and we went to watch the Bears and Browns play. Back when I was a Browns fan, he's a huge Bears fan.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. It was amazing. And I was like, man. And he jokes around all the time about like he's probably not really joking, but I'm like, dude, when you moving to Amanda, he's like,
yeah,
he's like, bro, that house across the street that's for sale, I'm buying that,
right?
You know, he's like, I'm just gonna drive up I'm bringing a camper out. I'm just gonna park out inside your front. I'm gonna pull a Cousin Eddie. I'm like, dude,
yeah, please.
But I love him. He's amazing. He's like, he's such a good friend. He's so cool, so interesting, such a gifted graphic artist too, as well, and like an outdoorsman. But he just said the vintage Santa is legit in our picture, and that is a pretty legit Santa.
Yeah.
Booze said LEP 2023 /?
Oh,
we kind of tease that a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the year for LEP3 in 2023.
Dude, I
mean, we've got great ideas, and I think that we could. I think we make it. I don't know. We'll see.
No, I think we can too. We'll talk about it.
Cameron N. Hansen. I'm not sure who that
is. Dude, what? Who's this guy?
He's gotten like 50 name drops.
I know.
Check him out. CameronNHansen.com. That's CameronNHansen.com. com.
Yeah.
Want to go to a Post Malone concert? Yes, I do.
Yep.
Actually, I almost found a way for Ez and I to go when he was in an arena. And then I was like, arena? Yeah. Like, outside would be sweet.
Yeah, but I would go to an arena, dog.
Would you?
Yeah, I've been to an arena.
Okay, well, remind me to tell you what happened when I saw at a Kid Cudi concert in an arena.
Hey, well, remind me to tell you. Scary. That I met Taylor Swift at an arena.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah. It was a small arena, wasn't it?
Nationwide.
Really?
Yeah,
I thought it was like in a freaking like theater somewhere.
No, nationwide.
Okay, well, that's different.
Crazy, dude. Yeah.
Jesus. Team John.
Team John.
Want to make another commercial? Yes, Cam. We're going to boss you around. Want to hang out? Depends, man. Depends. What are you wearing? We'll see. What are you wearing?
We'll see.
Those are my questions. Okay. Riveting stuff from Cameron N. Hansen.
Love it.
God, I love him.
He's a good dude.
Love you, Cam. And then Taylor has another question. We've got a lot of Taylors listening.
We do, actually.
It's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah,
Taylor of Two Towers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Unfinished Taylors. if you could create a fellowship number two, but you can't include any of the originals. I see. So this is kind of like a version of when we built our fellowship, remember?
Oh, yeah.
The fellowship draft we did?
Right.
It was awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
Who are you tasking to simply walk into Mordor?
Bilbo Baggins, dude.
Oh, man, really?
Stop it. Stop, drop, and roll, baby. Wow.
That's a fatal flaw right there. I don't think that works out as.
Oh, dog. Remember when we did the... Remember
how anxious he was to hop up and take it?
Remember when we did the Middle Earth Smackdown episode back in the day, baby? I would love to listen to that again, dude. Bilbo's my guy.
Well, listen, man. He was so eager. He's like, I mean, I'll take the ring if you guys, if he's not going to take it, I'll take it. No problem. Do we even ask who's going to take it yet? Because I will. If I jump the gun, I'm sorry.
Matter of fact, I got it right here. Did you guys even see that? Like, what if Bilbo, like,
it's, I got my courier to take it.
And he just, like, they're done at the council. They're done at the council, and everyone's, where's the freaking ring?
Where's the ring?
Bilbo's chucking off, running down the thing.
I'm going on an adventure.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that would end well.
No, it probably would not.
So are we just picking a ring bearer?
Yeah, let's just pick a ring bearer.
Okay,
yeah.
Just a ring bearer. Mm-hmm. And it can't be any of the originals. Fatty Bulger.
He
goes unnoticed the whole time. People be like, hey, dude, you need a cheeseburger? He'd be like, I'm sorry, sorry.
You know, hey, a close second, Rosie.
Oh,
dude.
Man.
Sorry. Oh, there's not much there. But
sending that beautiful Rosie off into that adventure. Dude.
She could do it, though.
I know she could.
But I wouldn't send her. No way.
I don't want to get hurt or something.
But I just want to, like...
Okay, misogynist. No, I'm not. I'm just thinking I want to take care of her because she's so wonderful.
Yeah, she is. No, I think when you think of, like, you can't pick, you know, Pippin. You can't pick Merry. You can't pick Frodo.
You couldn't do an elf because they wouldn't take it.
Right.
There's no other wizards.
To me, you're only picking hobbits. And so that's why you kind of come up
with... And that's why I went with Fatty?
That's why, I mean, you know.
What if you did like a bait and switch?
Wait, what if, could the old Took, could old Took, could he have done it?
He's dead.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, if we could pick anybody from any time.
What if he wasn't?
But what if he lived?
I wish you knew that reference. You don't know that reference.
I don't know. Zoolander.
It's him. It's Ben Stiller.
Oh, is it really?
It's Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn, and they're pitching a sequel to the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Peter Jackson. It's a extended edition.
Son of a gun.
Easter
dude.
Egg. I'm going to show you tonight. It's one of the best things ever.
Jeez. All right.
Sam and Frodo.
Gosh.
Okay. So anyway, I'm picking Fatty. You're picking Rosie.
No, I'm not picking Rosie. I take that back. I just, I picked Bilbo.
You ignorant slut.
I picked Bilbo.
You picked Bilbo.
Hey, I picked Bilbo.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Those are all the questions from our picture, unless more came through.
I think that's it. Yes, we've long-winded here. So
45 minutes.
45-minute episode.
Times two.
All right.
I do have one more thing in closing. This will be very quick. So,
yeah.
You know, I learned what shipping means, you know, over the past watching the show.
I had no idea
what shipping meant. Yeah. So the showrunners, you know, they tried to ship or did ship Galadriel and Halbrand on us. And for this anniversary episode, I thought it would be fitting to contemplate, you know, listeners shipping you and I.
Wow.
You know, what if they're like, oh, we're shipping Ez and Lane, which would be different. But, you know, hey, I remember when Sarah and I started dating or when we got shipped. Am I using that correctly?
I think, yeah.
Okay, never mind. It doesn't matter. We're too old to go live.
Yeah.
We made mix CDs for each other.
Yes. Okay,
mix CDs, kids, yes. are like back when you would make playlists, but you would put them on actual CDs and burn them because there was no such thing as Spotify.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what's the other one?
Apple Music.
Yeah, all them.
Amazon Music.
What's the other one, though?
It's I know, dude.
Spotify and... Doesn't even matter.
Doesn't matter.
Too old to go live.
Yep.
And you would give these people CDs. You do it for friends, and you would definitely do it when you're dating someone. You're like,
absolutely,
baby. But I remember the ones from me and Sarah. We still have each other's, I'm pretty sure. So in honor of 5 years, here's our playlist, brah.
Okay.
Are you ready? Now, each one of these songs is semi meaningful too. It's not just like rando songs. They're songs that actually mean something to us. And there's six of them.
Okay.
Six songs to rule them all. Couldn't think of seven.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, Mad World by Gary Jules.
That's an amazing song.
Great song.
I love that song.
I know that Wonderwall is more your song, but it was never our song.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mad World, I don't know if you remember this. I used it on our Men in Early Childhood Education.
Oh my gosh.
Which is, that sounded so gross coming out of my mouth. But
it's
we did a real. This project when we were in school. We were part of a study, I guess, kind of. And I made that video. Remember that video?
Yes. Yes.
And Mad World was on there. I don't know how I thought I could get away with that, but... copyright infringement. Number two is Candy Paint by Post Malone.
Yep.
Not because it's our favorite Post Malone song, but because that clip of us, baby on the bus, like I'm Tony Danza.
Yeah.
And the night is young energy versus the night is done energy. It's on our Instagram somewhere, and it's one of my favorite things we've ever done. Number three is Pitch a Fit by Petey.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, changed my life.
Pitch a Fit. I know, man. Balls and Strikes. Is it Balls and Strikes or is it For the Boys? Which one's
one of
this
them,
one's For the Boys?
Yeah, both are good.
Yeah, but that one is my favorite that you've ever showed me. I remember listening to it looped one time, pre-recording.
Yeah, that's good.
Smiling When I Die by Sasha Sloan.
Yes.
Because we listened to that for probably 10 straight hours on the way back from Dallas.
Yep.
It was awesome. Concerning Hobbits by Howie Shore, because I did say Howie, because that's what we whistled.
Yes, that's right.
The very first beginning of the, obviously it's very important. And then the opening for Cider House Rules by Rachel Portman, which is, of course, the Pure Michigan song. It's also the song for The Name Game.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's it, my man.
There's one more. There's one more.
Okay.
There's one more, man. I'm putting it in there. Number seven.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Yes.
How could I forget? Somebody once told me this world was going to roll me. I don't care what you're thinking.
That guy puts it to every song. And here's the crazy thing. I had just been thinking about that song because the girls love Shrek.
Okay, yeah.
Ruth loves watching Shrek. It's the very first song.
Every time we would start up a recording, we would be singing songs. And I remember I would just be like, I would be singing that song. And it's gone. It's gone. Lottie calls them earworms.
Yes, that's what they're called.
Things that get stuck. Yeah. And so you would be singing that. I remember we did Everybody's Orkin for the Weekend, dude.
our parody songs.
Our parody songs.
I didn't think about it.
Everybody's Orkin for the Weekend.
Also a Zoolander song.
Really? So great.
Yeah.
So great.
What else? We have any others?
We built the city.
We built the city on Orson
Trolls.
School's out for the summer too. Did we sing that for a while? Like when we were?
Did we?
I think one summer when we were done, we were like, "School's." Obviously, teachers always do that. It's so stupid.
What else? There was a couple, man. If you were on Discord, you heard them. We would just be singing on Discord like crazy, dude.
All of our just made up songs, but those aren't real. You know what I mean?
No, I know. But like some of them were, based off of
could be real,
based off of real songs that we were kind of parodying and stuff.
Lord of the Strings.
I never forget when I was on, it was on a podcast, another podcast that I did, another podcast, it doesn't matter. I was on another one, and some uppers came on. I must have been live or something somewhere. And they were like, "Ez, dude, can you sing us a song?" And I was like, it dawned on me.
Yeah, baby.
But I was like, I like who I am here.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, we're silly,
man. You don't like
man.
Who you are other places?
I didn't. That's why I'm not there anymore.
Dang. That's why I'm not there anymore. Maybe the deepest.
Dude, I'm serious. You know, that's the truth.
Wow.
It wasn't
like a guest spot. It was another one you did.
Yeah, another podcast I did. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was like, because it was funny because people would come on there and they would expect the same silliness or the same whatever.
Well, it's a chemistry we have too, isn't it?
Exactly, dude. Exactly. And that's what I said this whole time. I've been saying, as I reflect on this project, like, it's who you want to spend your late nights with on a Friday, dude. Like, this is what we do. Yeah. I freaking love it, man.
The aliens are in the ocean.
Enochian brothers, dude.
Enochian.
Enochian, you know, it's my dog.
You remember that video of me smoking Kev's cigarette out by the garage?
You were on a, I don't know what was in that cigarette, but you were like,
I almost threw up.
Probably tobacco.
Probably just straight nicotine and rat poison. But
but don't smoke.
Tastes terrible. Yeah, no.
Stay
just
away from it.
Just Hobbit
it's
weed.
A pipe.
Right.
Old Toby.
Which is actually the worst form of smoking. Okay, it's just because it's just unfiltered.
All right.
Well, I mean, hey, that's it for the anniversary, man. Here's to another five. Cheers to five more years.
Yeah, cheers to our empty water bottles.
I've got some water. Is there anything more white trash than those plates peeling back and then this right here?
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Let me just grab my water.
People are probably like, oh, dude, you guys are killing our ears today. Sorry about that. But, hey, had to get the anniversary.
Did you take that cap off to drink even though there was no water
there? Nothing in there, dude. I'm you can hear my voice.
Can I just tell you something? I've never seen you finish a drink.
My throat has taken over. It said, you will.
Even your dinner, you left like five beans in your bowl.
Oh, I know.
I was like, five beans? Dude. Scoop that stuff out and eat it.
I know. What's wrong? I don't know what's wrong.
It's for the end of the world. We had this conversation. It's for the end of the world.
Dude, you won't
it's
know.
Like if the apocalypse happened, I'd have five beans left.
Yeah.
I'd be ahead of the game.
Thank goodness I saved them.
So you're kind of like
I can plant them.
You're sort of like
could you plant cooked beans? And would they grow?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think the properties have changed. But it's a great idea. Maybe that's a good sci-fi.
Yeah.
But you're sort of like an accidental.
People are like, Ez knows nothing.
You know what you are. You're a psychological prepper.
Yeah.
Because it's some like weird thing you have.
Hey,
but
man.
it would be advantageous if the world ended.
My whole life. Been hearing about hellfire and brimstone, baby.
Yeah,
I'm ready to go.
So instead of meals ready to eat, they're meals that we're ready to eat.
Yeah.
MTWRE.
Yeah, there we go. Those memes are kind of like.
Meals we're ready. MWRTE.
Don't know.
All right, anyway.
All right, hey.
Look. Friends, if you like our podcast, leave a review. Get on there.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Subscribe.
Send us an email.
Email. Come on down.
Just bring your old shelf on down here and
check
just,
it out. And just, you know, come on over and record something. Send it in to us. Write a review. Leave a podcast.
Sing a song.
Sing a song for us. You remember we had people sing songs?
You know Ilu Vartar sings a song. You know, I'm thinking actually people. I would love to hear people's rendition.
Song of creation?
Their song
Here's
of
mine.
Creation.
Are you ready? Dude, Should I save it?
I was about to break in with like a Melkor and just.
Melkor would be like,
you know. Yeah. True. Hardware. Yeah.
Actually, huge shout out to Rob, son of Thor, Thorson.
Yeah.
Recommended. It's probably one of these bands that like Travis Sigler and all these people have been telling us about forever.
Yes.
Death metal, Middle Earth inspired. But there is a band called Morgul Blade.
Morgul Blade?
Like death metal. Jeez. Lord of the Rings, Morgoth, which is perfect. Gothmore.
Awesome.
And Sauron stuff is legit.
That's awesome.
Is that really a band? He also, quick little plug again for him. He also recommended a band called The Who, the H-H-U, and they do nose flutes. They're like Mongolian nose fluters. It's insane.
Wow.
And there's a death metal Maori band.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's the most, it's like if the haka was rock music. It's insane.
There's actually a band called Morgul Blade.
Yeah.
Go check them out.
There it is. There it is.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well,
hey, we're shutting her down. Hey, listen here, friends.
Yeah, last episode ever.
All right. We love you guys. And stay tuned.
I just touched your foot, by the way.
I know.
Another thing that happens.
That's the first touch we've had.
In over a year.
In over a year, dude.
We had some pretty cute pics that we
almost.
Took before.
Hey, I almost put Lane's finger in my mouth earlier today, but that is a trap.
I threw some meat in your mouth, though.
I know, dude.
And
you missed.
Gagged on it.
You missed.
Did I miss?
Yeah, you missed. And it trickled all down my shirt.
I know, and I was so worried about grease getting on you.
Fine. It's all good. It's all good.
Did grease come on your shirt there, man?
I have no idea, dude. It's been a mess.
I hope not.
Hey, friends, we love you. Yep. Send us that shadow fax.
We'll see you next time. We're going to be getting super silly. We're also going to be talking about the Rings of Kaut.
Rings of who?
Rings of Cower, probably. I'm so scared of season two. In our next episode, we're going to do a quick Rings of Power recap.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be boring.
Yep.
As much Tolkien will be referenced in that as the entire show. Probably more, actually.
Oh, I guarantee
you. And we do love you guys. We hope you have a wonderful, we're at a wonderful holiday season. Yeah, that you're ready for a brand new year, because we are. And remember, Melkor said.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.